Our next guest says there's a common thread running through what she calls the country's culture of violence. Men. Men are responsible for 98% of mass shootings in the United States, and 90% of those who commit homicide by any means are also male.
Our guest argues that with statistics like that, it pays to start gathering research about why that is.
Melissa Batchelor-Warnke is a journalist based in California and is currently interning at the Los Angeles Times. Melissa, welcome to Central Time. Hi, Melissa. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, what got you started thinking about the way gender relates to violence here in the United States?
Well, as you know, as reporters right now in America at daily papers, daily outlets, our job is to sit with the day's events. And if you're a reporter at a national outlet in America right now, you're reporting on gun violence constantly. So, you know, we're talking about Dallas, we're talking about Baton Rouge, we're talking about Minnesota, Orlando. And so what opinion writers are asked to do is take it a step further. So not just what's happening, but what could or should be happening and what's keeping us from getting there. So, you know, I've been sitting with these issues for a long time, and I just sort of started thinking about, you know, how we could be ignoring gender as a shared component. If 98% of the police officers who killed civilians were Indian American, you know, if 98% of mass shooters were Jewish, you could be sure that we'd be talking about it. And so it seemed like a huge gap that I wanted to explore.
You also had a moment, a personal moment, at the Los Angeles Times, it sounds like, where there was an alarm pulled and you realized some of your assumptions and what they were.
Absolutely. You know, just a normal fire drill, which are usually an opportunity for people to grumble and take their coffee and go downstairs. And for the first time, I just, instead of thinking about, you know, this is a drill, it's a mistake, I thought there's a shooter on the premises. And I didn't have any vision of what that, you know, religion or race or anything of that person would be, but I was positive that person would be male. And that's how I got started thinking about this.
And it turns out the statistics, they largely back you up. And you point out in your piece that women are less likely to kill strangers. So that means most perpetrators of mass violence, they're men. What does that tell us?
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many different theories about this, and they're really complicated. We can get into them a little bit further. But one of the things that I thought was particularly interesting is that, you know, women and men alike, when they started reading the article and sort of realizing how wide the gap in statistics are, for instance, when women commit murder, their victim is a stranger just 7% of the time. When men commit murder, their victim is a stranger 25% of the time. So we're talking about huge gaps. They all sort of started responding and sharing and just opening up the conversation. Because as I wrote in the piece, I'm not an academic, but I have worked as a crime reporter and I have written on gun violence. And this one connection was so obvious that I just sort of started writing to explore it for myself. And then, you know, in 10 days, 500,000 people have read this article. So I don't have all of the answers, but I'm overjoyed to see that it's landing in the hands of some people who might.
You mentioned earlier the statistics looking at gender and law enforcement and police-involved killings. What was that number again?
In police-involved killings, it's women are 12.7% of sworn police personnel, but only 5% of citizen complaints for excessive force involve them, and they're much, much less likely to be involved in any sort of crime. So we really do need more statistical analysis on this, because one of the things that we don't know is, for instance, are women taking less assignments that would put them in a position where they would actually be in a position to kill somebody? We don't know broken down within police departments yet, and that's something the Times editorial board has written about at great length, is we have a real need for more data on policing so we can break it down.
And it sounds as though you're also wondering if there are more women in law enforcement and women are less likely than men by quite a bit to kill strangers, maybe some of these mass shootings, those numbers will decrease.
Exactly. Because these things are, a lot of the violence that we're seeing in our country right now is in response to each other, you know. There's a lot of fury and misunderstanding and anger, and, you know, it's playing a role in the speeches, you know, that we've seen at the conventions, and all of this stuff builds off of each other. So all that I'm arguing for is, let's talk about it, let's try some research studies, let's try a pilot. You know, let's just be a little bit more creative about this issue rather than sitting back and saying, yeah, well, I guess when somebody kills somebody, it's always a man anyhow. You know, it's, what do we do with the information that we have? And I think we can do a heck of a lot more with even the little information that we have about gun violence in this country.
We're talking right now with Melissa Batchelor-Warnke. She is a journalist based in California, currently interning at the Los Angeles Times. And she recently wrote an opinion piece about gender and violence. You could read that piece, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page. And Melissa, you've been talking about how the things that you've been writing about here with gender and violence, that this is an understudied area and has been for some time. Why do you think that is?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, honestly, there is this sort of situation in academia where PhDs are rewarded for writing super, super niche theses so that they can be the first, the most innovative, et cetera. And so you end up having a dusty pile of papers that, you know, are read by four people. I think this is such, and academia rewards that. It's actually necessary for people to participate in that. I think that this is such a big area that it just seems like something that someone would have already done. And yet, when I started digging into it, I recognized that people really hadn't. I mean, some of the best, you know, and only studies on the gender and policing stuff were from 2003. You know, we're 13 years out from that. We live in a different society now. And there are some theories, you know, neuroscientists and evolutionary psychologists.
Melissa, are you still with us? I think we may have lost her. That was Melissa Batchelor-Warnke, and she's been talking to us about her recent piece in the Los Angeles Times looking at gender and violence. You can read her piece over on the Central Time Facebook page.